Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Story here from the Associated Press. After 36 years of waiting, the juice is finally loose in Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, racking up $110 million over the weekend. The long-awaited Tim Burton sequel is the third best opening weekend of the year, only behind Inside Out 2 and Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wow.
Michael Keaton Douglas returns as the Spirit. Catherine O'Hara and Winona Ryder reprise their roles as... I never saw the original Beetlejuice.
Oh, go back and do it. Go back and do it. I mean, it's been years. I don't know character names, but I definitely... You remember the
Delia
dancing...
and Lydia, I think. Sorry, go ahead.
Audience rating summary, by the way, is almost 5 stars.
Really?
Yes. It's New York Times says Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice is delightfully undead again. Yeah. I think people always, Scott, are nostalgic. And that was fun, you know, you don't have to put a lot of thought into watching that kind of movie and go lose yourself for a couple
$110
hours.
$110 million this weekend. The original Beetlejuice opened with $8 million.
Wow.
Unadjusted for inflation. But to Sam's point, and Sam's made this point several times, Hollywood is completely devoid. Completely is too strong a word. Nearly completely devoid of new ideas.
This release, by the way, if you want to feel old, and I do, comes almost 40 years after the original.
Did we need a remake?
I think so.
Because it wasn't a remake, it's a sequel.
And you know what? Michael Keaton has done some very serious, heavy material in the last few years. He was probably like, sign me up. Sign me up for something fun and light and not opioid-related. Right. Yes.
Yeah. Walt Emmer, the president and CEO of Waffle House, has died at the age of 58. According to Waffle House, suffered from a long illness, quoting here, I am saddened to learn of the passing of Walt Emmer, the CEO of Waffle House and a proud Georgia Tech alum. His leadership, dedication, and warmth touched the lives of many, both within the Waffle House family and beyond. He leaves behind a remarkable legacy. That's from the Atlanta mayor, Andre Dickens.
We might bring this back as a topic a little later in this hour. They have just announced that more members of the New York Fire Department have now died from World Trade Center illnesses than were killed on 9/11. You know, this week, Wednesday, marks 23 years since the attacks.
Oh, my God.
It is a somber, horrifying milestone that the aftermath, you know, because of the carcinogens and everything down there in that pile, have now taken more lives than the firefighters who were killed on that day. And I asked Scott during a break, are those considered line of duty deaths? Because I know if you're like an EMT or something locally, or even a firefighter, there are certain types of cancers that they do consider line of duty deaths. Yes, absolutely.
I do too. I mean, it would be the equivalent of somebody coming back from Vietnam and later dying from Agent Orange. I mean, that's still a combat-related induced injury.
Yeah, you died of injuries sustained in the line of duty.
Right.
Whether it was 20 years later, 30 years later.
Of the 2,753 people killed that day, 40% remain formally unidentified. There has not been a new identification of remains since January. 1,103 people, Scott, remain formally unidentified.
Of all of the things that have gone on in your lifetime in the news, what is the number one, I remember where I was when? Is it 9/11?
By far, it's 9/11. And then from my childhood, it would be the Challenger explosion and or the, I was in college, but the Oklahoma City bombing, sure.
Are you too young? Because, see, I remember
Reagan being shot.
Yeah, Reagan being shot was where I was going to go.
I don't remember.
And Elvis Presley dying.
I don't remember the event of Reagan being shot as much as I remember my parents' reaction and just somber. I remember when I got into my dad's van, he came to pick us up from our babysitter. I said, did you hear that our president was shot? And he shushed me. My dad never did that, ever. He just went, shh. Because he had the radio on.
Oh, he had the radio on.
And was listening to the updates. And you know now, the public was kept in the dark about how close to death Ronald Reagan was.
Yeah, for sure.
Inches away from death.
So the earliest...
Millimeters.
The earliest news story of the where were you when that I can remember is Elvis Presley dying. I was six. Then it was Reagan. No, John Lennon. Then Reagan. Then the Challenger.
Then Oklahoma City, then 9/11.
Berlin Wall coming down.
Oh, sure, of course.
Then Oklahoma City, and then, yeah, and then 9/11.
You know, isn't it just interesting that we are just now old enough that our children will not be able to say, they have no memory of that time. You know, the last high school class was several years ago that graduated that would have been babies when it happened.
Your Jack and my Sarah were one.
One. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sarah wasn't even one.
Yeah.
And I remember I was getting ready for work to come here to the radio station, and my phone is ringing off the hook, and I had heard, I had Good Morning America on in the master bedroom, primary bedroom, and I heard them saying that a plane had struck the World Trade Center. And I'm like, well, that's weird. And you remember when it first happened,
we thought it was a tiny plane, and they thought it was a fluke.
Yep. And then so our program director at the time, a guy named Brian Wilson, calls me and says, hey, I need you to get to work. We don't know what's going on. And I said, yeah, I got to run Sarah over to daycare, and I'll be on my way. And it was as I was driving into work, and I was listening to KMBZ, and Peter Jennings was on, and he said a second plane has just hit the other Trade Center. And then I floored it, because I knew, as everybody else did at that point, this is bad. We're in trouble. Telephone number is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.